Com.
Oakdale at Urbana, live Friday evening starting at 6:50 on 930 WFMD and on the WFMD app.
8:11 at WFMD on this Friday, September 21st. Well, if you're not going out to see Darcy Lynn tonight at the Great Frederick Fair, I've got another place for you to go to. The Fredericktown Players production of Cabaret opens up this morning. In the studio, we've got Breton, William, and Zach in the studios. They are some of the members of the group of Cabaret. Tell me a little bit about the Fredericktown Players, first of all. And we'll start with you, William, because you're the director of the play, correct?
Yes. So the Fredericktown Players is a wonderful community theater organization here in Frederick. I first got involved with them about a year ago today, actually.
For a happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys forgot cake.
Yeah, and we're opening tonight. God, really cake. I started with the Fredericktown Players during Into the Woods, and then their next show was Company, both of which are Stephen Sondheim, which musical theater-wise is very difficult. But during that Company run, I realized I really wanted to direct a show, and I just threw my hat in for the Fredericktown Players, because that's when they, after their winter show, is when they were like considering for their next season. And I threw out this show, Cabaret, just because I really love it so much, and there's just so much you can do with that show. So I just threw it in there, threw my hat in, and thankfully I was picked.
First of all, Into the Woods, an awfully hard show to watch.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Well, I only saw it one time, and that was at a high school production, and it was a really hard show to watch. But, I'm thinking Cabaret's a little more exciting, right?
I personally, if you didn't see our Into the Woods production of Fredericktown Players, that was incredibly exciting. Not because I was the lead in that or anything. But Cabaret is a very wonderful show. The movie originally, I'm not sure when the movie came out, but the original production came out in 1966. And the movie was heavily based on that with Joel Grey and Liza Minnelli. I think that's one of the few movies to win the trifecta, so Best Picture, Best Actor, and Best Actress. And then in 1998, which, by the way, the version of Cabaret we're doing is the 1998 version, which was the one with Alan Cumming, is just, oh, it's a fun romp. There's so much going on in that show.
All right, so Zach, what part do you play in it?
I play Bobby, which is one of the Cabaret kickoffs.
Great name.
Yeah,
great name.
Definitely great name. My character is the dancer. I'm one of the dancers.
Okay. You say it's this local theater, but I mean, are you guys all from this area?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like local high schools, or just you're just? I mean, I don't know where the Fredericktown Players, you know, get their people from. Breton's looking like she's leaning in there. And
well, I actually met William when we went to college at Hood.
Okay.
Together, but we have people coming all the way from Bridge.
Yeah. Wow.
And coming up from Germantown. I know
a couple from DC.
Yeah, for sure. But for the most part, we're from like Frederick, Urbana area.
Okay.
I know I've lived in Frederick for almost 8 years now,
okay.
So I consider myself a Frederick local.
Boy, whoever's traveling across the Bay Bridge to come up here for practice.
Yeah, shout out to Krista.
Yeah, shout out.
You might want to check her meds, make sure she's okay. That's an awfully long drive. I mean,
she doesn't.
So tell me, where, for people who don't know, where does the Fredericktown Players actually put on their shows?
So the Fredericktown Players puts on their show at FCC at the JBK Theater. I believe it's the Jack Cosmall Theater.
Jack Cosmall Theater, yep.
Yes. The show opens tonight at 8 p.m. We have two more shows this weekend, a Saturday night show at 8 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. Thank you. And we have the same run of shows next week as well. So the Friday, Saturday evening, Sunday matinees.
So where does, I mean, obviously the Jack Cosmall Theater holds about 300 people. So where do we get our funding from? Is it just all from the shows? I mean, is there community grants? Where does that?
So most of the money does come from the Fredericktown Players. And we have a lot of different fundraising events. Mm-hmm. We also try to... there's also a membership fee for cast members as well, which is where a lot of the income comes from that as well.
So you got to pay to play.
Yes.
Client goes to the state. Well, nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
No, yeah, and that's, yeah, absolutely worth it, yeah.
So, so real quick, and we're almost out of time, how much practice, Zach and Bretton, have you guys had to do? And spin that microphone around so we can hear you a little better.
So, auditions actually for this were on August 1st.
Okay.
So since August 1st to now, we have crammed this together, and it's absolutely amazing how much we've done in such a short amount of time.
I was going to say, you know, just learning your lines and stuff. Now, what part do you play?
I play Rosie. She's a Kit Kat girl, so I'm one of the dancers as
okay.
well.
Okay, all right. So, you know, a lot of dancing, so obviously mm-hmm. you two can dance.
and
William, apparently you cannot. That's why you were directing, right?
No, I cannot dance to save my life. I've been told I am a ham when it comes to dancing.
No, that's okay. All right, so if somebody wants to know, can they get tickets at the door? Should they go online and get them?
Or they can get them online, they can get them at the door, or they can call our box office at 240-315-3855. Or they can visit our website at ftptheater.com/website/tickets.
No, so you're not as fancy and put it theater with an R-E.
No,
okay.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. one final question, and that is age appropriateness for the cabaret.
So I would say the show has an R rating. So if you're 16 or older, I'd say that's safe. If you ask, I'd ask your parents' permission if you're, like, you know, still on that younger side. I really, truly do believe that this is one of those shows, though, that everyone should see at least one time in their lifetime. It is that important of a show.
Well, I appreciate you guys stopping by and I'm leaving anything out.
Thank you for having us on, and come see Cabaret.
Hey, we're all about it. Thank you so much for stopping by. 817 at Free Talk 930 WFMD.